This is a dictation for Zaryab Ali. Z-A-R-Y-A-B-A-L-I. Zaryab Ali. Date of birth is 1/24/96. Date of accident is 4/26/25. It's a 29-year-old Pakistani male, Zaryab Ali. Is here as a new patient visit. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, lower back, severe pain in the right shoulder, headaches, shooting pain to the right arm, right leg, difficulty in walking. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to a presence of an automobile accident that happened on 4/26/2025 around 6 p.m. when he was a restaurant driver. He was traveling in Ann Arbor on the State Street, where he stopped for a signal, where he stopped at the signal to turn to the left. The other driver did not stop on the red light and hit his car in a T-bone passenger side. The impact caused him hitting his left window with the left shoulder and neck whiplash, but no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma, no fractures, no bleeding, no laceration. Patient describes that the car was not totaled in damages, but headlight was broken, bumper was broken, fender is broken. There was no glass break, but the door was jammed. The patient reported that he was traveling in a Toyota Prius. Toyota Prius, 2024 model, at an unknown speed, most likely 5 miles. He was hit by a car, but an unknown car, and at unknown speed. The airbag did not deploy, and the patient was wearing seatbelts at the time of accident. He reports that he did not pass out. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Police report was filed. The ambulance didn't come to the scene. The patient was taken to the emergency room, Henry Ford Hospital, in the ER, in West Road, where he remained there for 3 hours. X-rays, medicines were provided. No CT scan was done. The patient has the following chief history of presenting illness. Patient is reporting of headaches, which is 5 to 6, mostly in the front and back, moderate and off and on, and they are sensitive to the light. And there is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Patient denies any symptoms of TBI as follows. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures. There is no ringing in the ear, no loss of balance, loss of memory. Patient denies any forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, or lack of focus, lack of concentration. Patient denies any incontinence or vision problem. He denies any taste problem or smell problem. He denies any TMJ problem, no laceration, no fractures, no dislocation in the face. He reports that he can walk less than a block without pain. He can sit up to 30 minutes without pain. Standing less than 30 minutes, he is able to sleep for 3 to 4 hours. He does report weakness. He reports some difficulty in walking and fatigue and anxiety, plus sleep disturbance. Denies any saddle anesthesia or any incontinence of the urine. He does have some pain in the right knee. Maybe that is causing him some difficulty in walking. Regarding the history of pain, patient has a continuous pain in the area of the neck, the right shoulder, right leg, with shooting pain to the right arm up to the first, second, and third finger of the right hand and right leg all the way, involving first and second toe on the right side. It is in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, as well as L3, 4, 5 distribution. They are described as shooting sharp. Pain intensity is between 8 to 10. ADLs are a factor 10. Pain is worsened by modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, standing, walking, driving, improved by lying down and sitting. Patient reports he has had some x-rays at the hospital when he was seen at the ER. He does report of numbness and tingling of the right leg and right arm, along with some muscle weakness of the right arm, where he has dropped bones. Denies any bowel and bladder incontinence. No other treatment has been provided to the patient by any other provider. Please review the records for the system review. Past surgical history, past allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, personal history, ADLs, and diagnosis. Physical examination reveals the following. This is a 29-year-old Pakistani male. His height is 5'10", weight is 188, blood pressure 132 over 96, pulse 72, pulse ox is 100. This is a alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no cholinergia. He's good, well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. Patient doesn't appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient appears to be slightly anxious but not lethargic. He has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with some intalgic gait without any adaptive devices, slowly. He can walk but he's not limping. The rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological examination and the musculature examinations as follows. The patient has a spasm in the quadratus lumborum muscle bilaterally as well as the trapezius muscle. However, no trigger points are noticed. 2 plus hypertonicity and a paravertebral region muscles from L1 to L5 are in spasm with the 2 plus hypertonicity, no trigger points. Musculoskeletal exam reveals inspection palpations on the template. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5 bilaterally. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 35, extension is 35, and bilateral side flexion is 35, and rotation is 35. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, and extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. The maneuvers to identify reproductive the pain are as follows. Hoffman sign was found negative. Sperling sign is positive. Lerman test is positive. Destruction test is positive. In the thoracic spine, the destruction test is positive. Total test is negative. In the thoracic spine, the Roos test and slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees. And CLR is positive. Breger test is negative, Kemp test is negative, Babinski sign is negative. SI joint, there is a mild tenderness of the SI joint bilaterally with the positive Faber test, Gonsolin test, positive standing flexion test, iliac compression test, as well as distraction test. In the extremity examination, except for the right shoulder and right wrist and hand, rest of the rest of the exam is completely normal. The left upper extremity and both the lower extremities are found to be completely normal. There is some pain is reported in the right knee, and so we'll do the separate exam for the right shoulder and right knee. In the right shoulder, does appear to be completely normal on inspection, and on palpation there are no tender spots, no dislocation or fractures identified, no contusions. The motor strength is 4x5 for the right arm. Anterior posterior apprehension test, speed test, near test, and Hawken-Kennedy test are found positive. Making any sense?
Can you hold it?
Let me see where am I. Okay.
You are at the